care of this?
Tell him, sir.
Well, I was just giving a sign.
This week's Parsha, Parsha's Bo. It was the end of the Parsha. We have a mention of Tefillin. And we have a mention of Tefillin twice. Yud Gimel Tes. Vayolucha la'osal yodcha uzikaron beininecha. L'mantia Torah Hashem b'ficha. And then we have another pasuk. On the end of the, on page 2, Vayol osal yadchol totofos beinecha, ki bechozek yad hotzionu Hashem mimitzrayim. So we'll try to understand the differences in the repetition of the mitzvah of tefillin. You know, we have on page 2 la'os al yodcha with a hey. That's the famous chazal in the Gemara Menachos, yodcha yad keha, the weak hand. The weak hand, that's why the source that you put on tefillin, the weak hand. There's a whole big machlokas, we should discuss this, you know, what's the weak hand? The famous sheet of the Ramah is whichever hand you write with is called the strong hand, and the other hand's the weak hand. That's the Ramah's opinion. And the other opinion of the Vilna Gaon is no, that whatever is your stronger hand is the strong hand, and the weaker hand is the weaker hand, and that's where you put your tefillin on, regardless of which hand you write with. So for some people, it's a big issue, because if they write with one hand, and but the other hand they don't write with, but for some people that other hand might be stronger. So I always say I'm a pure lefty. I write with my left hand, and it's my strongest hand. So I don't have the shiloh so much. But a lot of people have the shiloh. It's a whole big shiloh. But why? Question is raised: is why is it that Yad Keha is the Yadcha with the hay is over here in this mention of Tefillin on Yud Gimel Tes Zayin, and the mention of Tefillin in Yud Gimel Tes says Yadcha without the hay, right? So if you'll take a look in the Chasam Sofer on page 9. The Chasam Sofer, page 9. Says like this. Vayolachol os al yodcha, yesh lomar os hatfilin, yesh lahazbir b'shnei dvar. There are two ways to understand the concept of the os of tefillin. And it's basically, in a certain way, contradictory. Two contradictory ways. What do you mean? O dugmas echar ohev lechaveru shemitzag dol ava rotsa sheyelo os mimenu leolam leneged einav. Right? It's somebody you're in love with. So you want to like always have their picture there. Because your mamish are, you're obsessed with this person. You love this person. Right? Like people have pictures of, you know, have the close family members, etc. So that's what tefillin is. It's laos. You put on your hand because you're so mekusher with the Ribbono Shel Olam that it's like the picture of the close relative that you keep in your used to be you keep in a wallet, now they keep in their phone or whatever, you know, whatever that is. So that's one way. Then he says obehepich. You could say the opposite way. Mitzad chulshas ava. Sometimes the love is not strong enough. And that's why you keep it there. You need something to bolster the love. In other words, it's lacking, and that's why you need it. Just the opposite. Well, behepech, it's on chulshos ava. Tzorach dover shigi orer avosu lezichron. The MS, also you, so he says like this. The MS az hayu Yisrael mishukayim betuma. He says that when Klal Yisrael were leaving Mitzrayim, they were on the lowest levels, right? They were in the 49th rung. You know, and if they would have stayed any longer, right, it's brought down the Harachayim HaKadosh Nari and all these people, that they would have went in the 50th Sharim and they couldn't have gotten extricated. So he says, Zesha Omar Yolos al Yotcho Kidarshin on Yad Kea, Padrekim Chusus al Dei, Ozen is Oral Mantia Torah Hashem Ficha. Atam Kib is Chosuk Yad. So he says like this. If you look in the Pasuk, the last Pasuk on page 2, Osa Yotcho Kib Chosuk Yad, that's referring to Klal Yisrael when they were leaving Mitzrayim. So when Klal Yisrael were leaving Mitzrayim, their connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu was lacking, was very weak. They were in the 49th Shari Tumah. So that's why Osal Yadcha with a Hey, Yad Keha. And that's why it says B'chozik Yad. You know what B'chozik Yad means? Hashem really had to extricate you from Mitzrayim with, like, give you a special yank to get you out of there, because you really weren't roid l'kach to get out. So B'chozik Yad means he really put that extra effort in. But the whole pasuk in page 2, Yud Gimel Tazayin, also Yadcha with a Hey, Yad Keya, is this aspect of Tefillin when Klal Yisrael needs the chizuk, not when they're on the high madrega, when they need the chizuk because they're distanced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they need the Tefillin to try to regenerate a relationship. So that's the idea, to show that even though we were on a low madrega, we were liyad keha. And then he says, "Zehu." Next paragraph, "Zehu." Ba'atzmo perish apostik. Ra'yel osal yodcha u'totafos beinenecha ki bechotzikach l'shem zimtzayi perish ki atfil heim l'os l'shocheach. It's for the os, for the fellow who's not thinking about God so much. Lachen gam hu yisbarach menich tefillin, and Hashem wears tefillin, etc. So that's the weak, the madrega of the weak madrega. But then you have the other pasuk. Take a look on page 9 on the top of the left side. V'chein tefillin sh'anu menichim achar sh'anu shochim Hashem tzrichim os l'orer otanu. Then he says, so he says that, so that idea was the tefillin of the weak's aspect. But then if you take a look we know the famous pasuk in the Megillah Esther, Vayidim Haisa Ora V'Simcha V'Sosol V'Yikar, page 5, and the Gemara Darshans on page 6, Amar Rav Yehuda Ora Zutora, and Yikar is Tefillin. So says the Chasam Sofer on page 10, going over to page 11. On the fourth line, on the right side of page 11, the fourth line, Venerali, Nahainu im Amrina Tam Tfilin, Kechosim Shal Evish Anachdo Avde Eloke Avinu, Well Yeshlom Tfilin, whom Michok Avas Ahuvim Shemoshim. You see, Tfilin also is that idea that people who are in love, they share, you know, he's in love with his wife, so he has a picture of her, she's in love with him, she takes a picture of him. The same idea. So by when Klal Yisrael was in the time of Mordechai v'Esther, they were on a very high madrega. They accepted the Torah again. That was on the high madrega. So then tefillin for them was yikar. It was a splendor. It was a glory. It wasn't something. That was of the glory days. Yesh lachriya terem maisa Mordechai sheya Torah ba'ones uv'taynis modah. So then it was weak, like the Yad Kea. So that was, then tefillin had the other aspect of it. Then tefillin has the aspect of the two lovers. And the Chasam Sofer says this in various places in the Tshuva as well. So those are the, and the pasuk in Yud Gimel test, the Chasam Sofer explains, "Loso yochol zikaron beinecha." That's the good day. That's reminiscent of the good days that you're, you know, no, not the Yad Kea, but and you're remembering the love, you know, that you still have, and you're, you know, but it's the, you know, that the car aspect. So this is the idea that sometimes a person, you know, in Avodas Hashem, has, you know, ups and downs. Sometimes he's very, you know, when, you know, he's feeling it, he's into it. That's the tefillin of Yikar. That's the tefillin of Zikaron Beinecha. But then there's the tefillin of the Yad Keha, the tefillin of the Chozek Yad, that we've called Am Mitzrayim. That was the aspect of the time that we're, you know, not into it, so to speak. The Noam Elimelech in Parshas Emor, you know, the famous Rashi in the beginning of Emor, Emor v'amarta l'hazir habidolim alaktanim, which literally means that a father has to make sure that his son, who is a Kohen, shouldn't be metame l'mason. Because the father, of course, can't be metame l'mason, but he has to make sure that his son also, l'hazir gdolim alaktanim. That's the Parshas Pshat. So the Noam Elimelech says, it also means, sometimes what he calls godless hamochim, we would call it that you're on a high, you're into it. And sometimes you get to katnus hamochim, but you don't feel connected. And lahazir avdolim alaktanim means that you have to have chizuk. Why, when you're in the godless hamochin, that to be able to help you get out of the times that you're in the katnas hamochin. But that's the idea, the two ideas of tefillin. And sometimes it's called Yad Keha, and sometimes it's not called Yad Keha. Because sometimes we need tefillin, sometimes we're mamish in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and sometimes we're not, and we need the strength. Now, that doesn't mean that we should go into Yeish, and, you know, there's Rabbi Moshe Shapiro from the library pointed out that I should put in the packet the, you know, the Revolvi from the Rabbeinu Tam, the Sefer HaYosher. There's a Sefer Musar called Sefer HaYosher or the Rabbeinu Tam. I think it's a question whether it's really Rabbeinu Tam or not, but he has a piece here, what he calls on page 16, what Rabbi Volbi calls it, based on the Rabbeinu Tam on page 19, Yimei Ava v'Yimei Sina, Dayesh. when sometimes people have different moods. Sometimes you feel so into it, and you're so, and sometimes you feel you're not, you know, the learning's not so good, the davening's not so, you're just out of it. And so that's what the Rabbeinu Tam says at the bottom of page 17. Two lines from the bottom. Okay, sorry. Sometimes you feel out of it. So don't say, don't have this attitude, well, I'm out of it, so I'm not going to do it now. I'm not in the mood to daven. Better daven, just do the maisa. Do the maisa, even if you're not into it. And then you'll get back into it. But if you just say, you know, I'm just, now I'm not going to do it. I'm not putting on tefillin now, I'm not davening, I'm not doing, because I'm not, I don't feel it. No, you don't have to feel it. Just do. Do. And then you'll rise above it. You'll get back into it. Because if you're going to say, I'm not going to do anything, yovad miyado. But if you hold on to it a little bit, then you won't lose it. He needed an amputation. In other words, once you cut it off, that aver is gone. But if you don't totally cut it off, I mean, sometimes medically you have to, then it could come back. Same thing. Once you stop, you cut yourself off. And you cut yourself off, and that's not a good thing. So that's the two parts. That's how the Chasam Sofer explains. Rav Bick, Rav Moshe Bick Zatzal, in the Chayim Moshe, on page 24-25, he says another idea of the two parshios. On page 24, he says, "Ilu parshios layakiv yacha nemar ve'yil osal yotchol totfos beininecha." Based on the Shtana HaPasuk, he says there are two differences really in the pasuk, the two psukim. We emphasize the yadcha. One has the hay and one doesn't have the hay. But there's another difference. The parshas kadesh nemar vayalucha laos. Right? In pasuk tes, vayalucha laos. And then over here, it doesn't say lucha on page 2. Vayalos. And the other parsha says, "Latotofos beininecha." So what's the difference? So this is going to be a little bit different than what the Chasam Sofer said. And he's going to say like this. Yesh levar ki shnei parshios elu b'chinas ha'odom ha'olam v'madrega v'madrega. Zulam al mizu. He says, the ikar of tefillin, is Lamanti Yatoros Hashem Beficha. So he says, originally when you start off learning, you're not ready to be Mashpia to other people. So it's L'chalos. L'chalos. And the same thing, L'osol Yodcha. But then later on, it changes from L'zikaron to L'totofos. Because Totofos is Lashon, like dripping. You're teaching others. Yatifu mitarosol acherim. So when it says the totafos beininecha in that pasuk, it doesn't say the lecha, because that's already, it's a little different with the Chasam Sofer, because he's using that pasuk tezayin when you're in the lower madrega. He's using it when you're more mature and ready to give over the Torah. So that's why it's no longer lecha. The pasuk, you know, ayin panim l'Torah. In the pasuk test, it's the chalos that you're starting off, so you're not ready to be mashpia on others, as opposed to the other pasuk where it's doesn't say l'cha. That's also two different stages in one life. Then you know, it's important, you know, to be mashpia. Sometimes people are too involved to be, like Rav Aaron Kahn used to say, sometimes people are too involved trying to be mashpia when they're younger, and then they don't grow enough to be mashpia when they're older. So that's important to, you know, to build yourself up when you're younger, so then you'll have more to give over when you're older, as Rav Kahn mentioned. But that's the idea. So we have two ideas that we said over here. The one with Chasam Sofer, that there's, you know, it's different parts of a person's life. So you went to, like Rav Moshe Shira said from Valley Shore and the Rebbeinu Tam, there's the Me'avan and Me'sinah. And that's why sometimes the tefillin represents, oh wow, I'm on a high, and I want to look at my lover, and I want to have him always, his picture by my wallet, by my phone, or whatever. And sometimes it's about, no, I'm just not into it, and I need a boost. And the Rabbeinu Tam's idea was that never say when you need a boost, and therefore now I just cut more of my ties. No, you need a boost, so it's not as good, but just keep at it. Keep at it, and then you'll see, you'll flip back. As opposed to a person just takes the amputation, and then he just gives it up, and then he's not connected anymore. So that's, and it's normal, as people point out, that sometimes a person is into it, but sometimes a person is not into it. So, you know, that's the nature of life, etc. Hopefully we have more of the times that's what the Noam Elimelech says. That when you're begadlus mochin, you have to remember to be mechazik yourself for the time of katnus mochin. That you have to realize that you should never, as the Rabbeinu Tam says, you never sever. And then, as Rabbik was saying, the two parashas represent one time l'chol os, when it's just for you, and l'zikaron, it's not just for yourself, when your main point is to grow for your own personal growth. And then the other part of life is when you're already ready to mashpia l'totofos, no longer l'zikaron, it's no longer l'cha. It's, you'll be able to be mashpia to others. But as Rav Aaron Kahn pointed out, a person can't, you know, sometimes a person does it too quickly. He's already on, okay, of course a person can be mashpia, you know, when he's young also, you know, but it's a different type of thing, you know, as mashpia when, you know, younger, but the Iker Hashpah is going to be when you're older, as Rav Kahn pointed out. And if you're not mamali yourself at your youth, as Rav Kahn pointed out, you won't have what to give over when you're older. And that's how Ravik explains the two parashas. So tefillin, mitzvahs tefillin, aliyos v'yiridos b'avodas Hashem. That's mainly the Chasam Sofer's idea. That sometimes we have this, you know, it's simen kechosam alibecha, right, the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim on page 3. That's simen kechosam alibecha. And he has it, he's thinking about, you know, Shir HaShirim is the love song. He's thinking about the great love, and he wants to have, you know, the picture right there, so he can always think about this person, because he has a tremendous craving for this person, a tremendous dveikus. That's liyotcha without tehe. That's not the adkeha. And you realize that it's a normal thing, as Rav Goldberg Satzal used to say, it's a normal thing, people have ups and downs, but to realize that if you just keep at it and you never sever ties, then the Yimei Sino will revert back to the Yimei Ava. And you'll go back from Los Al Yodchov to the Yad Keha, to go back to the Yodchov without the Keha. And these are different Musa Haskels in life that we glean from the mitzvah of Tefillin.